Friday prayers echo through the mountains on Lebanon's border with Syria. This is not a place used to the world's attention, but as conflict intensifies in Syria, thousands of refugees have quietly crossed this border to escape the violence.
When we left our house, we went to a shelter with my children. 2 hours later, I went out of the shelter because I heard that my house was bombed. I found my house in flames. It was hit by a bomb and there was nothing left. We only had the clothes we were wearing.
Jabba arrived in Lebanon with his family last week after enduring weeks of bombing in the Syrian city of Homs.
Every time there was bombing, my children wouldn't stop crying, especially my youngest daughter. We thought that we lost her every time there was bombing.
Jabba's daughter is just one of many children who have been caught up in the fighting. 10-year-old Adnan left his mother in Syria to travel to Lebanon with his sister.
What scares us the most is whenever there was bombing, you would think that it was very far, but then you would see the bombing was near.
The conflict has created a humanitarian crisis in Syria, but aid agencies are not able to reach the people who need help the most. Jabba told us what was happening in Baba Amra, where he lived with his family in Homs.
Regarding food and nutrition for children, there isn't any. No bread, no food in Baba Amr for more than 1 month now. They bombed the water tanks, so people started using buckets to fill when it's raining and get drinking water.
Civilians in Syria need help. Add your voice to our campaign to secure full, open access for aid agencies so we can help the people caught up in this crisis.